Maybe we should go back to that place. So I'm going to read a poem from Rumi. Pilgrims, why are you turning round in circles? What are you looking for? The beloved is here. Why search in the desert? If you look deep in your heart, you will find him within yourself. You have made the pilgrimage and trod the path to Mecca many times. You rave about the holy place and say you visited God's garden, but where is your bunch of flowers? You tell stories about diving deep into the ocean, but where is your pearl? Ooh, I like this. There is some merit in the suffering you have endured, but what a pity you have not discovered the Mecca that's inside.
That's good.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Gotta remember to go to the back of the book.
The pilgrimage. I like that one. Even the pearls in that one.
Yeah. Spiritual teacher just keeps saying the same old thing over and over. To finally get so tired of it, you just say, okay, I give up, and you get liberated and don't have to come back and listen.
The same old thing. You want me to start, or you want to?
No, go ahead.
All right. I'm having to come more present, too. Boy. Well, I'm going to write something up here on the board I haven't done in a while. When's the last time we actually wrote the chart of the realm, the famous chart up on the board? It's been a long time. But I'm going to also do something a little different with that. Write it backwards. Just try and get the reflection of it. Well, that's a little off center, but you know, that's how it is sometimes. See, this is really fun for people if they're just getting the audio on the website. They don't know what's going on right now. I remember that now whenever I'm doing something. So we have the regular chart of the realms. Hey, isn't that colorful? I thought that was going to be purple. It looks a little more pink. So God, the soul, remember all this stuff? So, of course, we have the void plane or the etheric realm, the mind, the emotions or the causal realm. You guys remember all this stuff or has it been too long? The astral realm or the realm of imagination. And, of course, our favorite, the physical. Is that true? Is that your favorite? Bad jokes, I know. So it's fun because in meditation, it was just all unfolding easily inside. I'm going to see how it'll come outside here. One of the things I wanted to share a little bit more. Oh, here, let me put my little the stick figure, of course, at the bottom. Let's put the little seat of the soul right there. So what I want to share about a little bit here. The little stick figure down here, instead of that just as us, so to speak, in the physical, what I'm going to talk about here really more is the action of the spiritual teacher. And I like the representation here, and that's why I did it as kind of a curvature, like a cone, opening up the spirit. One of the things to understand, when we speak of the spiritual teacher, we don't mean just the physical personality. We really, really do mean the true teacher is that expression of God's loving that we call the Holy Spirit. But as that expression of loving comes down from the pure realms of spirit, even beyond the soul, maybe I should put even a little demarcation there. Because at the level of soul is a level of the individualized sparks of God. And as we move into the soul realm and up into spirit is where we truly move back into the fullness of the oneness of that loving that is God. The spiritual teacher is that expression of the fullness of God's loving is God comes into and through all the different levels of creation. And that's why we call it the radiant form of the Holy Spirit. But when we describe the radiant form, we're also describing that individualized expression of that movement of God's loving that is here in these other realms that appear separate from the oneness, so that God can do God's work in these other worlds. And in this case, we're going to directly apply it, of course, to this journey that we're doing in ILM and other places called the Path to Sun and Light, of the soul's return back. So this is how I'm going to talk about that expression of God's loving in that action of service or function is the return of the soul. So that radiant form of the Holy Spirit that we call the spiritual teacher exists on all levels, into the very heart of God and even into just the individualized physical body. That's the spiritual teacher on the physical level. That radiant form of God's loving that is the path to sun and light is anchored into even the physical level, because there is a place on every realm of creation that God will work with those souls as God calls them home and brings them home. And that's the job or the service or the function, the action of the spiritual teacher of the soul's return home. Even into this world, God has placed itself on every level of creation to assist the souls wherever they find themselves in that journey of returning, going into creation too. It's really on every level, going in, going out. And I'm going to speak more of the return. So if you can see, like I've drawn up here, kind of a cone of coming down, a spirit in the fullness comes more into that individualized focus. Sometimes we may have talked about it in the past or referred to it like a column of light. But I don't, and we don't use that much that often anymore, because quite often, think about it, if you think of just a column, it usually seems more stagnant and set. There it is, it's like this post. There it is, it's right there in that one place. And spirit's not stagnant. Spirit does not reside just in one place and that's it. Spirit is always moving, always fluid and flowing. So if you can think of even like the body of the spiritual teacher where that radiant form anchors in the physical level, the bodies are always moving around this planet. So think of it as spirit is always fluid and moving. It moves around. And that's true on every single level. One of the ways that I've experienced personally that movement of this pathway of sun and light, of the Holy Spirit, is through that purple light. And one day in spirit, many years ago, I remember getting out of body in meditation. And then as I did, I saw that purple light as a stream of consciousness that was like a great hose or something that moved through all the realms of spirit beyond where I could even see. And I found myself flying and just following that. And it was winding and curving up through all the realms. And that's when I realized it's not a column. It's not stagnant. It moves. It curves. It's fluid. It flows. If you can get what I'm saying here, you might realize you always got to pay attention to follow where that spirit is moving. Because if we stay stagnant like a column, we just think that's it. So in a moment, we may be right there. Okay, it's right here. But then all of a sudden the spirit moves and flows and turns somewhere else. If we don't allow ourselves to be fluid and move and flow with that, we stay right in that spot where all of a sudden we experience it for that moment, and then we lose it because spirit is now moved and we now are just staying where we experienced it. So we're living in the past is another way of saying it. Living the loving is a constant moment-by-moment process by which we always hold our attention where that loving resides within us, here at the seat of the soul. And in that is where we can be always aware of that movement wherever it goes. And all we have to do is follow along. Just follow the flow. Go with the flow. Just follow that. Just move with it wherever it takes us, physically, and wherever it takes us, astrally, causally, mentally, etherically, solically, and into the realms of spirit. That's the way to do that. On every level of creation is always coming back here to the seat of the soul, where you are, where the truth of who you are resides. And so as you consistently do that, simply by gathering your attention there, you will become more and more aware of that movement of loving, that you can always follow that and stay in the flow. It's when we lose that flow, when we lose that sense of following and being in that flow of loving, that we feel disconnected, that we feel in separation, that we feel like, I've lost it. I had it, now I've lost it. Oh my God, am I ever going to find it again? That's part of the game. It is a game. Look at this as a game, a fun game, to always be following the Spirit. But in order to do that, we've always got to come back to where the Spirit resides, to track it, to follow it, be aware of it, that we sense that and awaken and know it more and more fully. And that as we follow that, it by its very nature will draw us inwards and upwards and take us through all the different realms to have all the experiences that it wants us to have. But the way that it will work with us is it draws our attention inwards and upwards, and as we participate with that, that's where God will use the radiant form, the form of the spiritual teacher, to assist us on our journeys. Just like here physically, you're getting to relate with Jim and I in the class and teaching like this, or one-on-one, or however. There is that movement, that fluidness in the teaching mode, in the accepting mode of just being together, that experience of being together in that experience of loving. And so God will use that individualized radiant form that can appear like Jim or I, or the purple or blue light, or in other ways as well, to always assist us and work with us on all the different realms, because that's the way God works it on those levels. On every single level of creation, there will be a radiant form of the Holy Spirit to work with us, to guide us, to teach us. That comes in all those different forms. Just like in here, there can be the direct sharing or teaching of this pathway of sound and light. That's part of what will happen in spirit. You may find yourself in inner experiences or in a dream state, being in a classroom, being in an auditorium, maybe one-on-one with the teacher, receiving direct teaching. That's what we all want, I know, right? It's like, wow. But the fun thing is that even if there's direct information, one thing we're always aware of is that movement of loving that is underneath, behind, and in through all of the information and the teaching. That's really the teaching, is that essence of loving that comes with and through the information. That's what we really are attracted to, what we're drawn to. Jim has said it is the voice of the teacher. We will be attracted to and follow after the voice of our spiritual teacher. Even the physical voice, there'll be something even in the physical voice, but that something in the physical voice is that essence of loving. And it is only those that are meant to follow any particular teacher that will follow that voice. This is the whole story of the shepherd and the sheep. The sheep know the voice of their shepherd, and they will follow after. And that's why we have that parable, so to speak. You know, we call it a parable. There's a real direct truth in that. And it's really wonderful. Just a little while ago, I had that experience of that voice of God speaking through this vehicle, the spiritual teacher called Brian in this case, and that voice, as it moved through, said, follow me. I am the pathway of sound and light. Follow me. And I knew, it wasn't me, Brian. I knew, because I know that, being one and merged in that, what that true voice is, that voice of God, because that's the true spiritual teacher that will always speak through the vehicle that appears in individualization that we give a name to. And it is that voice, as it moved through, saying, follow me. I am the pathway of sound and light. That is the pathway, is that audible life stream we call the Holy Spirit, the sound current, the light and sound, the loving, the river of loving. That's the pathway, that voice. That's the pathway. It's not like a road like we see in this physical world, although it can appear that way on the journey. But the true pathway is that voice, that sound and light is the voice of God. And that's what we are to follow after, is that. And so we may hear that even in the physical voice of the teacher. But that's why it's important to always pay attention to know what it really is that we're drawn to. What is it within us that is being stirred as we hear the words spoken from the teacher? What is it when we're out of body, whether in meditation or in the dream state, and we have inner experience with the teacher, and it awakens that greater loving and this greater depth of devotion, where we just go into this deep gratitude or tears of joy, because that loving just expands us and how that fulfills us inside. Just allow it to unfold, but pay attention and follow after. So it'll come through direct teaching. It'll come just through a presence, a knowing, a feeling, an experience. It'll come in being with others. It'll come on your own. It's all those different ways. Just like we gather here in the physical, we come together because it is that movement of God's loving that draws us in, that we are attracted to. And so it fulfills us. It's like a safe place in the world that we can gather, where we're loved and accepted. And so we come because we want to be in that. It's like a reprieve from all the rest of the stuff in the world, where we get to come and just be in the loving and not have to deal with all that other stuff in the world that wears us out, that tires us out, that stresses us out. But a place of rest, a place of peace where we can come and just relax. Just relax and be in that flow, that movement of loving. You know, this journey continues to amaze me to this day. Just not too long ago, I had an experience. It was one of my best friends from elementary school that I had not seen since maybe I was 17 years old. And this individual, he had a rough life. He was adopted, had been through many foster homes. And as we got into junior high, he started getting involved in drugs. And in high school, he dropped out. And I didn't see much of him anymore. And at some point, the last time I saw him, he told me how he was involved in a gang and all these different things. And I was like, oh my God. But with me, as hard as his life was and what he was going through and what he told me, the stories, I never felt with him all that stuff. There's always just this peace, this connection, this friendship we had. And I never understood it till more recently, because I've not seen him since I was 17. And then years ago, I had inner experience with him where he came to me in spirit and he told me he had been killed in a gang war. And I figured sooner or later it's probably going to happen if you're involved in those things. You know, if anything, the blessing is, it's done. That physical level of expression for him was done. And so he made his transition. And then just a little while ago, I had not seen him a while even inwardly. I'd seen him several times. But a little while ago, he came to me once again. And this time he was in a whole different place. He did not have that hardness or the edge of that life that he had participated in. He was actually vibrant and actually glowing. And he came to me in a whole different place. And in that experience, that's where I saw that he had come to that place, that he was really ready now to move into the greater journey of loving. And so we began the inner relationship of student and teacher that I began to actually share with him the teachings of this pathway. And it's been really wonderful because it's amazing to know that this goes on beyond the physical, even when we leave this body, that the journey continues. Somebody I haven't seen since 17, and here inwardly, the friendship continues, but in a whole different way. Now it really is that greater journey, more into the experience of loving by letting go and completing those things of the world. And so it's been very fulfilling, even on a personal level, to be able to participate in this movement of loving, in that action of the radiant form. Because in my own personal, individualized experience, there's that journey too. And that's how it works for any of us. There's no difference in that regard for myself or Jim or a teacher of any kind. But the wonderful difference that may be is that greater awakening that we have experienced back into the oneness in the heart of God. And that's the job of the teacher. That once the teacher has fully awakened into the heart of God, then God can use that teacher to send back out into God's creation now, to be a service, to assist those souls now that God is calling back, so that they too can come back into the very place that the teacher has gone before them. That's the simplicity of it. But sometimes, because of all the details and the roads, the different roads that we may go down, we miss that. We sometimes forget. But when it's truly time, know inside of yourself, you're never forgotten. That when it's truly time, God, through God's loving, will send that teacher, that servant, to get you, to call you awake, to bring you home, to give you the instruction, the guidance, the encouragement, the loving, the support, so that you also do your part in that coming home. There is a participation both ways. It is through that sharing and receiving the loving that brings us back to that place, that state of being, that being fully back in that oneness, that fullness of loving. And so this pathway really is a simple pathway. But man, you got to pay attention because it is active, it is radiant, and it is up to us to follow. Just as that voice spoke through me saying, follow me. I am the pathway of sound and light. Follow me. So we've got to follow wherever it takes us, in and through all things. And it will take us through all kinds of things. Sometimes those things that we really don't want to walk through, those things that we don't want to confront, those things we've avoided for so long that we just don't want to deal with. Because sometimes those are the very things that we've got to be willing to look at, to love, to accept, and to forgive. And in the forgiveness, we're free. It's complete. We're free of it. And loving will take us there because it can. And it is the very essence that not only takes us there, but frees us as we allow it to free us, as we participate, as we do our part of allowing that in us and through us that we live that greater loving to free us from all those things that we've been caught up and attached to in all the different levels, not just this physical world, all the stuff. The mind, the emotions, but that's usually where the greater challenge is when we may not necessarily understand, and because of the subtleties or the complexities. But this is where, if you can always come back to the simplicity of just the loving, that those subtleties begin to be more, I don't want to say intense, but we become more aware of them so they're not so subtle. And the complexities just start to drop away. We have greater understanding. But that comes about as we allow ourselves to simply participate more and more fully in that movement of loving within ourselves. So the simplicity is always come back, just like the meditation. Do it all day long. You can do it without closing your eyes. You can just simply gather your attention here at the seat of the soul, chant the hue or the names of God. And as you do that, it'll just awaken. You will become more aware and awake by doing that just whenever you can throughout the day. And then the meditation is where you just do it more fully, where you allow yourself the time and the space to go into depth with your undivided attention. But if you live it all day long, you're going to get a lot more out of it, so to speak, than if you only do it during your time of meditation. So just look to that all day long, and it will then begin to look to you more and more and guide you more and more. Or should we say, you'll become more aware of that loving guidance because of what you're doing to allow it in you and through you. And that's the journey. That's the simplicity. I'm sure there's a whole lot more we could say in regards to the radiant form and the spiritual teacher. And I know we will. Maybe not all today. But if anything, I hope you understand the simplicity and what the real action is of the teacher. Really is the pathway of sound and light. It is that living, loving essence of God as it just flows through all of creation. Do realize, though, it is movement. It is not stagnant. So move yourself into that place of fluidity, flexibility, I think they call it, to allow yourself to go with the flow to wherever it takes you. To allow yourself to experience change, because maybe that change is freeing you from that which you've been caught up in, into a greater freedom of being, to a greater experience of living. Wherever that change takes place, I don't mean just physically. And when it happens this way, you don't have to try to create change in your life. The change occurs automatically, simply because you've allowed yourself to change inside by letting go and letting God. The change occurs automatically as you choose the loving and live more in that, in its greater expression and flow.